This is an Alert USA Threat Journal National Situation Update for the week ending Saturday, October 4th, 2014. This week in security news, on multiple occasions this week, Alert USA subscribers were notified via text messages to their mobile devices regarding a West African Ebola outbreak, the first diagnosis of an infected individual here in the U.S., and the fumbling of the response by federal and state public health agencies. Starting first on Monday the 28th, Alert USA subscribers were some of the first in the nation to learn that Texas Health Presbyterian Hospital of Dallas was reporting treatment of an individual possibly infected with Ebola. The determination is said to have been made based on physical symptoms and recent travel history. On Tuesday, subscribers were then notified that the CDC had confirmed positive test results for the virus. According to a formal statement by the CDC, the patient, Thomas Eric Duncan, departed Monrovia, Liberia on September 19th and arrived in the U.S. on September 20th. 4 days later, the patient presented at the hospital feeling ill, was evaluated, and was then sent home with antibiotics. This, despite apparently making explicitly clear to the ER staff that he had recently traveled from West Africa. After growing progressively more ill, the patient was then transported via ambulance back to Presbyterian Hospital on September 28th, displaying symptoms consistent with Ebola. Alert USA sources close to the hospital indicate the symptoms included fever, nausea, and bloody stools. Unlike other cases which were diagnosed abroad, then carefully transported to the U.S. via specialized medical air transport, the Texas patient traveled on his own via commercial aircraft. Reports indicate his trip spanned 28 hours on three flights using two airlines and multiple lengthy airport layovers, including one at Washington Dulles International. Washington, D.C. news station WJLA reports that while the CDC notified United Airlines, which carried the infected traveler from Dulles to Dallas, the federal health agency abandoned its normal policy of informing fellow passengers. Until late Wednesday, Metropolitan Washington Airports Authority and the CDC maintained that the other passengers on the flights were at no risk of infection and refused to release flight information. Sometime Wednesday, those flight details were leaked by an anonymous United Airlines employee to the conservative blog GotNews.com. Soon afterwards, United Airlines corporate began tracking down passengers, notifying them of the situation, and supplying contact information for the CDC. Not counting fellow airline passengers, Dallas County Department of Health and Human Services officials say that as many as 100 people may have had contact with the infected individual. Dallas Independent School District also revealed that 5 children from 4 local schools were also possibly exposed to the virus while the infected individual was sick, but before he was admitted to the hospital. Not knowing the severity of the situation, those children attended school as normal before being remanded to their homes. As all parents are aware, schools are veritable petri dishes where sickness spreads quickly. As of the latest statistics available on Thursday of this week, attendance at the affected schools is off approximately 12% as an increasing number of parents keep their children home. Additionally, family members of the infected individual initially violated orders and left their Dallas apartment, prompting a forced quarantine order from a local court. Further still, 4 sheriff's deputies, a local health official, and a doctor who went into the family's apartment without protection on Wednesday have also been quarantined, along with the EMTs who transported the infected individual to the hospital. Alert USA again cautions listeners to carefully evaluate the conflicting information being put forth by public health and government officials. While the message is being broadly trumpeted that Ebola can only be contracted by direct contact with an infected individual or their bodily fluids, according to Dr. Barbara Neust of the CDC, there is risk of exposure through casual contact, which she defines as being within 3 feet of a patient for a prolonged period of time. And still, we're all being told that airline travel presents no risk. Next, while public health authorities and government officials definitively state that Ebola is not airborne, studies published by the National Institutes of Health, the infectious disease journal Lancet, and others report on investigations firmly establishing aerogenic infection by the Ebola virus. Just last month, CIDRAP, the highly respected Center for Infectious Disease Research and Policy at the University of Minnesota, published a report urging healthcare workers to employ advanced personal protective equipment because of the threat of aerosol transmission of Ebola. Quote, "We believe there is scientific and epidemiologic evidence that Ebola virus has the potential to be transmitted via infectious aerosol particles both near and at a distance from infected patients, which means that healthcare workers should be wearing respirators, not face masks." In 2006, USAMRID, or the U.S. Army Medical Research Institute of Infectious Diseases, published a report specifically stating that Ebola is infectious by aerosol. Also in 2006, the National Institutes of Health published a paper entitled Gene-Specific Countermeasures Against Ebola, within which it states, quote, "The pathogen is extremely deadly and highly infectious by aerosol." Alert USA contends that public health officials are walking a fine line in carefully choosing language when attempting to minimize public concerns. The general difference between aerosol and airborne transmission rests in large part on the size of the particles and thus how long they can remain suspended in the air. Listeners are reminded that the U.S. government classifies Ebola as a Category A biological and potential bioterrorism agent, meaning that it is one of the most lethal viral agents known to exist and which poses a risk to national security. So serious is the threat that President Obama has ordered the deployment of more than 3,600 U.S. soldiers to various West African nations to assist health workers in combating the outbreak. Just this week, the Pentagon announced that Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel had authorized the deployment of 700 soldiers from the 101st Airborne Division Headquarters Element to Liberia to help with the Ebola epidemic. While the general mainstream narrative is that all of these soldiers will be used to help construct emergency hospitals, the reality is that many of these soldiers will be used to help maintain security in the impacted areas as social structures continue to break down. According to the World Health Organization, as of October 1st, there are now more than 7,100 Ebola cases and over 3,300 deaths, with WHO openly admitting that actual case numbers and the death count are much, much higher. Further, WHO states that transmission remains persistent and widespread in Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone, and there are a few signs that the EVD epidemic in West Africa is being brought under control. Given the deadly nature of the Ebola virus, the exponentially increasing case numbers, the recent CDC projections of a possible 1.4 million cases by late January, and the recent report from the Department of Homeland Security's Office of the Inspector General saying that DHS is quote-unquote ill-prepared for a nationwide pandemic, Alert USA recommends listeners give strong consideration to taking some preparedness steps of your own. Set a time aside for focused discussions with family members on your general course of action and behavior if Ebola begins appearing in your local area, including what to do with the kids in school, social distancing, and so on. Alert USA again points out that despite major efforts by U.S. government and health officials to calm the public saying there is minimal chance of Ebola spreading, compare these words with the government's actions. As we have previously reported on multiple occasions, the CDC has warned every hospital, minute, clinic, and doctor in America that, quote-unquote, now is the time to prepare. They have also issued guidance to every mortuary and funeral home in the country on how to handle corpses of those who have died from Ebola. Additional guidance has been issued to airlines, emergency medical services, ambulance operators, 911 public safety answering points, airlines, as well as colleges and universities. And a final note. Alert USA again cautions listeners that flu season is now upon us. Given that standard flu symptoms such as fever, vomiting, sore throat, coughs, muscle aches, fatigue, and headaches are also early symptoms of an Ebola infection, medical facilities in the U.S. and Canada are facing a nightmare scenario. On one hand, there will be the regular seasonal surge of those suffering from influenza seeking treatment. On the other hand, given that Ebola is one of the most dangerous and virulent pathogens known to exist and the stark similarities in early symptoms to the flu, medical facilities may be forced to take drastic measures with each and every patient, including possible isolation and quarantine, until a laboratory confirms a diagnosis. With this potential perfect storm of confusion right around the corner, Alert USA recommends that readers strongly consider getting both a seasonal influenza and pneumonia vaccination soon. While this will in no way offer protection from a possible Ebola infection, it will help boost your immune system and likely increase your chances of not having to approach a medical center in the first place. Consider yourself forewarned. The spread of the Ebola virus is expected to continue for many months to come. As such, the chances are good that during the upcoming flu season, if you present yourself to a hospital or clinic with flu-like symptoms, and in particular, a respiratory infection, you may have a nightmare experience that includes forced quarantine until the staff receives laboratory confirmation of what ails you. This can already be seen in reports from hospitals and airports around the world when individuals show up just running a fever. Further, considering what is rolling out in Dallas with the ambulance operators, police, and public health officials being quarantined, children unknowingly being exposed to the virus and attending school, and the challenges being faced by waste disposal companies who are refusing cleanup jobs because of the dangers involved and the lack of properly trained, licensed, and willing workers, our recommendation is the same to you, which the CDC is giving to hospitals. Now is the time to prepare. You can find much more on this story, including links to the high points made in this report, links to specific quotes referenced, links to the published research mentioned regarding transmission of Ebola, as well as links to specific preparedness guidance in this week's issue of the Threat Journal newsletter. Read it and get educated. This outbreak is not ending anytime soon. As always, Alert USA continues to closely monitor developments with the spread of this virus and will immediately notify service subscribers of major changes in the spread to different regions, reports of suspected cases in school systems, important notices and warnings by government agencies, or any other major changes in the overall threat environment as events warrant. In travel security news, in addition to an updated travel warning for Lesotho in South Africa, listeners are reminded that there are currently more than 36 other U.S. government-issued alerts and warnings in effect for locations around the world specifically identified as posing significant risks for U.S. citizens. This is in addition to a worldwide caution specifically warning of the continuing threat of terrorist actions and violence against U.S. citizens and interests globally. If you are planning travel abroad, even to such common locations as the Caribbean, Mexico, or Europe, now more than ever, be smart about it and regularly check the U.S. State Department's travel website where information can be found about the security situation at your destination. This has been an Alert USA Threat Journal National Situation Update for the week ending Saturday, October 4th, 2014.